where do you see Haywire going?
Yes, so many possibilities.
It does, yeah. I like, well, you know, I like the concept. It kind of has a zombie-esque feel, but it's very, very different. And, you know, in that these aren't just, they're not just walking dead. These are people who have, the brains are still functioning, and they're just functioning in a loop. That's the only, you know, like, obviously. But I think it has a lot of potential because we don't know. I mean, if something made this happen, then there's got to be something that can reverse. Make it unhappen.
Yes.
And so it can go in a million different directions.
It really can.
Yeah.
As far as, the storyline, I've been privy to some little things, which is very exciting. However, the far as the series goes, I've heard, you know, the producers whispering about putting it together and putting it as a film and putting it into festivals. That would be phenomenal. I think the film quality is great. The storyline, the storytelling is very strong.
Thank you.
And I would love to see how it could surpass just a web series. I think it has the potential to be a series, a television episodic.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That would be great.
Yeah, like just beef up the episodes and maybe put some more, you know. I mean, you turn a 6-minute episode into a 25-minute
It happens nowadays.
I mean, graphic novel.
Webs.
Hello.
Well, web series, that's happening.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's like very
the big
exciting.
Thing now. Yep.
And it's great. It's just the right amount of time for people to view, to get engrossed in it, and to want more.
And to get addicted.
Yes. And you have something to look forward to every month.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I'm looking forward to finding out what the light in the sky is.
Oh, I know, right?
And why it's so localized.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking forward to finding out.
Like, what's in what's going on? Why is it stationed here?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What is it looking for? What is it feeding off of? Mm-hmm. And where are these people going?
No comment.
Yeah. The writer.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's got to be a strange phenomenon to be so involved in something and at the same time be detached.
Right.
So how does that feel? Is it like, do you sit there and wait for the next episode as a fan, or do you sit there and say, how does this affect me?
As a fan, really? Because I want to see this because I mean, I couldn't wait until the first episode rolled. I really couldn't wait to see it because of the trailer. I was like, yes. So I look for it to unfold as a fan, and then take hold of it when we're in it.
Yeah, it's a different world. Well, you know what it is? It's two different worlds, acting in it and then going home and watching it. Because
mm-hmm.
then you're watching it as an objective fan,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you are watching yourself, which I always found that to be, it's weird, you know. I still can't get fully used to watching myself.
I know.
But
you have to remove yourself.
You do,
that,
I know. And it's hard. It's hard sometimes. But but yeah, I tend to watch it as a fan. You know?
So how do you publicize something not knowing what the people are going to see? I mean, Haywire is yours.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of it. And you've told people, hey, I'm in this thing called Haywire. So you go, hey, watch Monday. And in the back of your head going, I have no idea what they're going to be seeing Monday. Like, how does that feel? That's It could be.
It feels great because you're confident about knowing that Haywire is an awesome series.
Yeah.
And people are going to love it no matter what. I mean, in all ages, anywhere. Anywhere you live.
I,
it's going to be great. It's going
to
be great.
Approaching it, going back to the question, I think as an actor, because you actually do help us fleshing out our character, and it's so much about bringing ourselves to it, and you trust that aspect, that when you do throw the curveballs, it's not like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? It's really like, okay, let me sit with this for a second and marinate in it and how it's going to affect me and move forward. It's not something that we're like scared of. I don't feel scared of. Or not knowing. It's really like, okay, I feel like it's so attached to me because of the casting that you did, that it's just like, what am I going to do in a real normal situation or in real life situation
mm-hmm.
if this was thrown at me?
Mm-hmm.
Because it is. It's a phenomenon that is plausible. So that if that answers your question.
And plus, you guys made it easy because, you know, I don't know about you, but I have only seen the scripts that I'm in. and nothing else. And
mm-hmm.
and people have asked me many times, what's going to happen? What happens to you? What happens to this person? I say, I don't know. And that's the honest truth. I said the executive producer doesn't tell us until it's time, and I don't know.
But that happens in true episodic TV too. I mean, the storylines, because actors get in trouble with the law or something. They got to write them down. You know, they got to write them out, and it's like, okay, they got to change it. And the writers are constantly working on these things, and just because going one direction doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. I mean,
it changes.
So there's, you know, if there's a hot new actor coming out, they're like, we want to write them in, and they'll change it for that. Mm-hmm. So
especially when it's not linear. You know, yeah, I mean, exactly. It is.
Like, I always think of Lost. Because Lost has that. They change it so many times, you know, with things happening. And those actors had no idea what was happening the next, you know, that was coming up.
Anything else? And anyone? We have the whole crew here, by the way. So, Lou and Arlene So are here. Yay. And so, cruel fire form. Away.
Well, you know what? I just want to say one thing about the writers is one of the easiest things about working with you guys is that you have flexibility with dialogue. Mm-hmm. You know,
from
the get go, like sometimes, you know, because when I write, it sounds great when you write it. And then sometimes you say it out loud and you're like, wait a minute, I have to change that word, you know,
mouth.
Exactly. Yes. And we do that. And you guys are, I mean, of course, we all like are open about it, but you've been very, very cool with that.
Yes, so thank you for that.
Well, yeah, sometimes as a director, you don't realize that something doesn't work until you hear it, attempts to say it.
Right.
So there'll be times when, you know, Larissa will say, like, this doesn't sound quite right. And I'll be sitting in the back of my head going, that's because it's not really good. We have to change that. And I feel that when I write it, or anybody writes it, has nothing to do with the writer.
Right.
Sometimes you just go, wow, that was really not sayable. If that's a word.
Yeah.
Right. So it's absolutely true. And there are lines that, you know, I've written and said, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And then somebody says it and I'm like, no, that doesn't sound that great. So it's sometimes it has to come to life in character before you really know what's going on. So so that part of it has been very easy, thanks to you guys.
By the way, the guy with the big bat that you were speaking of, his name is Gabe Fieramosco. And the only reason I'm saying that is because Gabe loves this stuff. So, Gabe, they like you, Gabe.
We really do.
Yes, we do.
We work with you.
The tall guy with the bat.
Yes.
And you will see more of Gabe.
Yay.
Next episode.
That's that was the leader in episode two, right?
No, that's Michael Eden. Michael Eden plays Willie Abair.
Okay, I'm mixing up
big
actors.
Big, tall, scary, Texaco hat-wearing guy is...
Got it. It's in my straight now. Okay.
I have the last question, and those are plugs all around. Where can we see you, Larissa?
I'm here. Yes.
Where can we see you? What can we see you in?
Sure. Right now I just launched my website, so it's www.larissalaurel.com. And I have some things on YouTube with some commercial reels and some industrials and TV takes like Celebrity Ghost Story, things like that. And I have an IMDb page, so yeah, you can check out that.
Very nice. Misty?
Well, you can check me out at misty.tv. I'm also recording my album, finally, long-awaited. And I'm in the studio right now, so I'll have some snippets on that on my mistydawnmusic.com page. Also, I just booked the role as Miss Hardy in a short film thesis for the School of Visual Arts, and it's called Purple Virtue, a very emotional part, and I'm looking forward to that. And what else? Right here.
Okay. Mark?
Well, you can see me on IMDb. It's under Mark I. Daniels. I use my middle initial. There was another Mark Daniels who was a famous director for a very long time. So it's Mark I. Daniels on IMDb. Also, my production company, which is brand new, littlenapproductions.com. You can find information about a feature film I'm gearing up for there that I'm writing and directing and producing. And as far as acting, I have a short horror film coming out called Kidney. A Sound Man's Love is another one that should be coming out shortly. Life is a Party, and a feature film called The Getaway Car, which is towards the end of post now and should be released within the next few months, hopefully. And we don't know if it's going theatrical or DVD. We don't know yet, but... that's it. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Awesome. I have one more thing. This is Larissa that I totally always forget about. But Full Figure Fashion Week is coming up, I believe in June or July, June. And I'll probably either be another panelist this year or walking the runway. Ooh, or both. No. We'll see.
Definitely want to see you.
Looking forward to that.
Great.
Oh, and one last thing. I'm sorry. I forgot too. Okay. A little
He'll be on the runway as well.
Little Net Productions.
Less is more.
We have a campaign on Indiegogo. We're going to have another one on Kickstarter also. But the one on Indiegogo currently is for the feature film Misery's Last Day, which we're trying to raise funds for. So feel free to go and check that out if you'd like. And that's it.
Okay. And one Misty. More. Stay tuned. Check out mistydawnmusic.com to make sure you know when to come and see me play. I'll be playing out soon.
Woohoo! And we'll be there.
Very nice.
All right.
Gotta be there.
Your team.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And your talent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. For coming.
Absolutely.
Right, thank you. You're welcome.
Yay!